Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of I Dig Your Soul podcast with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Today's show. Today is the 29th of January, 2020. I can't believe I was waiting for this rainstorm that we were going to have like for a whole week, because it went from it was going to rain pretty much all week to it was going to rain 2 days, and then it went down to 1 day, and then it took the storm a long time to get here, and then it got here when it was dark and I couldn't even see the rain. And I'm like, did I just get gypped? Well, it's okay. It'll rain all night, and I'll be up at around 3 in the morning, and I'll get to, like, sit with the rain. So I wake up, and there's no rain. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh. So I'm hoping for some today. I feel like doing a rain dance and making it rain. But it's just hilarious that, you know, it meant that much to me that I felt so disappointed. Last night, I was like, yeah, it's raining, but not like they said, and I can't see it. It waited until like 7 instead of 4, and here I am, begging for some moisture, and I get to watch it. So that's how simple that is. But to go on, I got more complicated issues to talk about today, because I got a question, and I know we've all been in this position. And the question is, if I can alleviate someone's pain, is it okay to lie? And, you know, the one thing I cannot handle as time went on in life is a lie. Because a lie is just a time waster. You know, you buy the lie, you react to the lie, and then after you do everything you've done, you find out that it was a lie. And it negates the entire thing. So I'm like, I don't know about this whole lie thing, right? I don't know. Unless somebody's got a gun to my head and they're going to kill me, I don't know why I would lie. Because everything Christ taught me was how powerful the truth is. He never said to me, don't lie. Never said that. Never said, oh, if you lie, and then you'll be punished, and on the day of judgment. He never went through why anyone should lie or not. Nothing that Christ has said to me came with a fear-based answer behind it. But what he did teach me was truth, the power of it. One of the earliest things he taught me was that once the truth is known, a decision can be made. So then I thought of like our court system, right? That you go to court. And they investigate the truth. Teams of people have to investigate the truth. Every single area of whatever the lie was presenting. Because lies are sneaky. There's no bottom to a lie. But there's no bottom to the truth either. It just keeps getting more and more and more true. But when we lie, there is a bottom, because the bottom of a lie is the truth. So if you really believe in your heart that if you tell somebody any lie, Even if you just tell them you're not sick when you are. Even if you tell them you went here when you didn't. You're not alleviating anybody's pain. They may not know what you lied about, but they'll feel awfully strange when they leave you, because they'll be like, because you know that gut feeling I've been talking about all week? That gut feeling? That gut feeling says to your brain, they only went to shop for a while. Oh, okay. And then you walk away and you go, but they were gone for a long time. And, you know, your brain starts to question. But if you just say, hey, I went to the park, I went for a run, I went to go visit Sally, and then I came home, then it's done. The person doesn't walk away scratching their head trying to figure out how you were shopping for 4 hours. A lie that, in our minds, little, because we don't want the other person to feel left out, are the kinds of things that erode our trust in ourselves, because now we're like, wow, I can't even stand up for myself. Wow, I can't even say I went to go visit Sally. Wow, I can't even say that I shopped and went somewhere. I just let them believe it. Yeah, they were okay. They didn't ask me any questions. But what really just happened, do not trust you. Because if you did that once, you have done it 1,000 times. And after a while, they're so used to not believing you that no matter what you say, they will not believe. But that part doesn't even get me as much as what a lie can do to you. You're not doing anyone any favors by lying to them about anything. Did you ever notice when you have a relationship with someone, you're with your kids, you're with your partner or your parents, all you want to do is get to the truth or get them to admit the truth? Like, just admit you wanted to do that. What is so bad about it? The reason we are having this conversation is because you will not admit. I remember me, as a younger person. If I did something for myself, I felt like I had to have a pretty darn good reason that I did that. Well, you know, I had to. I have this allergy or I have whatever it was. I did not even see that as a kid as lying. I was embarrassed to say, hey, I don't drink. In my religion, they don't drink. I've never really seen alcohol. So I would just say I'm allergic to alcohol, and then nobody would bother me about trying to get me to drink. But I found out that if I say I don't drink because, they'll just be like, oh, just have a sip. Oh, just try it. Oh, you don't know what you're missing. Well, I probably didn't. But I've never seen it in a social setting. I've never been anywhere where it was served until I was an adult. So it, in a way, scared me. But then years later, someone said to me, you're not allergic to alcohol, are you? And I'm like, how did you know? And they said, I don't know. Wasn't even like a lie to me. It was just to get them off my back sentence. But it would have been more empowering if I just said, hey, you know what? It's against my religion to drink alcohol, so I don't drink. And then they'd be like, oh, come on, try it. And instead of just saying, no, I really don't want to, I took all that off the table. But really, I wasn't able to stand up for me. I wasn't able. So Ali says, lies are normal to a divider of themselves. Yes, they divide and conquer. They don't just have pleasure in dividing, there's no bottom until we get to the truth. So those little lies, those defenders that I used to have in my arsenal, well, I have to go there. I have to do that because fill in the blank. What happened to me when I stopped doing that was probably the best feeling in the world because it opened up a door in my heart towards myself that I did myself this huge favor that I did not have to carry around all those excuses and remember who I said them to and why. Because they add up. You know how they always say people don't remember their own lies. Because a lie doesn't stick, even with the person who tells it. All those things about lying, every single one of them we heard is true. Lying is the most disrespectful thing we can do to our own hearts and our own minds. They will torture us even when we forget what they are because they pile up inside of us. They just start piling up and piling up. And then one day you're like, God, I just don't feel good. I feel like I can't breathe. I feel like I just need to sleep. I'm tired. I can't do this. I can't do that. Again, a bigger lie. Because negative begets negative. So once we start lying about one thing, and we're like, wow, got away with that. Nobody even noticed. Well, they did notice. Our bodies don't lie. Our bodies react to our lies. Other people's bodies react to our lies. You tell a lie, and already, without anybody, you may want to believe it, they may want to believe it. You both may want to believe it. You want it to be true. It goes in there and it starts spinning counterclockwise. And there you are thinking you got away with something because it's not going so fast yet. But then you add another one to the till and then another one. Now it's going faster and faster to the point where you feel like, oh my God, I can't breathe. The lies we say to ourselves, the biggest one, is I can't do that. You know you can. Now, if you don't want to lie, you can say, I really am not ready to do that. Deep down, I really don't even want to do that. I want to do it because I want people to think I'm successful or that I'm doing something. Gets them off my back. They stop asking me. When we say things like, I can't do that, that's a lie. Goes in the till. Starts the wheel spinning counterclockwise. You don't know why you don't feel good. You don't know why you feel heavy. You don't know why you feel tired. And it's because you're carrying toxic waste. Toxic waste isn't just eating non-food product and putting it in your body. Toxic waste is putting non-effective thoughts and allowing them to be part of your thinking circle. I can't. Nobody loves me. I'm alone. If you start buying those lies, then the lies that come out of your mouth don't feel like anything big, do they? How could they? You've already bought the biggest ones. Those are just little ones, so now you don't care. I'll just tell them I did this. Who cares? Just get them off my back. And they will be off your back. It starts from emotional distancing. And then it starts with, I don't want to waste my time there. Every time I leave that person, I always feel weird. You don't even know why. They try to keep fighting everything you say because they don't trust you. They don't believe you. They can't figure out why and how you can keep lying like that. There was someone whose son lied at school. And I know the father lied because he lied to me a lot. It was exactly why I no longer was with him. I thought he was a great person who didn't know he was so great. The doubling down on a lie just got bigger and harder. And I said, well, your son got in trouble at school for lying because someone caught him who could reprimand him. But you lie to me regularly. Instead of saying, hey, yes, I do, or I have, until this day will not ever admit that they lied, turned it on me. That was the beginning of the end. I knew that no matter what I said or did, this person, there's an Arabic saying, mafish samara, meaning go hit your head against the wall, you would at least feel what you're doing. Something like that. It's hard to translate. But he said to me, well, that's kind of harsh. That too was a lie. That wasn't harsh. That was the truth. And at school, they can call out the truth. But once you're an adult in the adult world and you're a doctor or a lawyer, or, well, maybe I shouldn't say lawyer, because they will lie for their client if they have to. Not all. But we all kind of know that. We don't trust lawyers off the bat. We got to get to know them. We want to see what kind of person we're dealing with. That's why relationships are so tricky. You don't just jump in with anybody. You get to know people. That's what dating is for. How does it feel? Not when I'm with them. Bigger, how do I reconcile our conversations when I'm not with them? Does it feel like, hey, things are okay? Hey, I feel better when I leave them. I rest. When I'm with them, even though we may argue and go back and forth a lot, I know that this person is honest with me and it helps me grow. Ali writes, I tell the truth so much many can't believe it and assume lies. That's true. That's true. Because some people have given themselves this courtesy of lying so much to themselves that if you tell them the truth, they will fight you because now you're messing with their narrative. Which is exactly what happened when I just stated the fact that, you know, you have lied to me. It's not a mistake that your son picked up that he could just say whatever he needs to say to get out of a situation. And instead, I was being looked at as being harsh for telling the truth. Now, what if I did the other thing? What if I decided I was going to lie and say, yeah, you know, you need to punish your son for lying? What was he thinking? Lying to the teacher after he stole the bag of candy that she gives everyone a piece for as a reward, and he took the whole bag and put it in his backpack, and they found it. So he stole, and then he lied about it. But his father knew that his son lied. And a part of him said he'll never give it up, which is a reflection, right? Because the father himself will never give up that he lied. So he tricked the son into telling the truth. Now this is going back to, if I can alleviate someone's pain, is it okay to lie? I could have not faced the truth with him, with the father. I could have gone along and demonized the son and caused the wedge there. Caused the wedge between me and the father, because now not only is he lying, but I'm lying. So now everybody's lying. The whole kit and caboodle is lying. And then the biggest one that does the biggest lies and the most frequent lies is the one who catches the younger liar, just like you're honing an animal on how to live in the wild. So he says to the son, son, they got you on camera taking that bag of candy. And the son was just floored. I mean, geez, he was only like 11 or 12 years old. That's not that young, but he's getting taught what to believe and what not to believe, because it turns out no camera saw him. But the liar knew, the original liar, the one who taught the younger one to be that way, knew that you had to have something indisputable before the other person will talk. So the kid admitted it. And he had to go to his teacher, part of the punishment, and tell her the truth. Because they all knew the truth, but it was that important for that young boy to admit that he did that. And I wish the father would have had that same lesson. Because he apparently got away with lying so much that nobody has stayed with him before or after me, including me. So one lie leads to another. You are not alleviating anybody's pain by lying. I don't care what you're lying about. This was all over a bag of candy. It took a whole week to sort out because of a lie. All that energy that went into ironing out that lie took a team of people, a teacher, a principal, a father, a mother, me, and a sister. And the boy. And the boy. And then, after that, what's left? I looked at the dad and go, wow, unless you have hard evidence, that man will never admit anything, because that's what he had to do to his own son to get his son to talk. Wow, I better not leave anything around with the boy, because if he wants it, he's not going to ask for it. He's going to take it. And wow, this family is really good at doubling down on a lie. And time proved that that was very, very true. To the point where I had to make a decision and say, am I banging my head against the wall? Am I bleeding now? Did I crack my head open by now trying to help, fix? Later on, a few years later, when he knew that, you know, I had gone on and went on in my life, and, you know, even before then, we really weren't talking that much, but the kids and I always kept in touch. And he said, well, you know, I really learned a lot from you. And I thought, well, what did he learn? I'm curious, but I'm not going to ask. I don't want to know. As long as he feels that, I know that I didn't leave anything there. That was a lie. And that I would rather not have a relationship than have one that dances around lies. And let's say that just my small part in this, really, I was a witness. But I could have egged it on and stuck with my partner and said, hey, you know what? He's really bad. You need to teach him a lesson. And then and both of us gang up on him. I'd still be there. Because had I done that to alleviate his pain by me not pointing out that, hey, he learned this at home, I couldn't sign on. And what they did not know was nobody alleviated anybody's pain. It was never okay to lie. And yet they all went on until the next lie shows up at their door and spins them for a counterclockwise loop, adds on to their whole till of not trusting themselves or each other, and on they go. So, no to your answer. You can't alleviate anyone's pain by lying to them. I don't even care if it's about what flavor ice cream you ate. Why would you? And if it's fun for you to see how people's reactions are and how they spin and how they react to your lie and behave on it, then go at it. But it's just a counterclockwise waste of your life and your time. And if there's one thing we have learned in this pandemic, is that truth is worth the wait. It may not get you what you want today, but it will build you to get what you want. I see Ali wrote, Nadia, if you crack your head upon all truth will fall out. Yeah, that's pretty much at some point. But if somebody's fighting that, if somebody's putting roadblocks into their own mind, into their own body, then lying to each other is nothing. So when you say, if I can alleviate someone's pain, alleviate your own first. Say, hey, I can do that if I really wanted to. I must not want to yet, so I need to stop saying that. You know what? I don't want to date right now. Because people always tell you, you should be looking for someone. You shouldn't be alone, as though all those things are bad. But maybe they have learned to avoid. But when you know yourself, you're already comfortable. You're already coming from strength. You're already understanding about sharing and not desperation. And I see Maria writes, we shouldn't be lying to our children about Father Christmas. It is so bad when you see their faces when they find out. We shouldn't lie about it. We do lie about it because we really believe that there's a good outcome. Like, oh, one day, you know, they'll find out. But maybe a way to deal with that is really everyone talks about a Santa Claus, and you could be that Santa Claus. And you could tell them one day you'll find out who Santa Claus is, and they'll find out it was their parents. Then I think we can do both, right? We can have our Santa Claus, our Father Christmas. And then when they find out, they'll be like, it was you that whole time. We could do that. I know my son didn't know until he was in fifth grade. So my daughter and I were putting out cookies every year. And then when he found out, he started to laugh that it went on for so long. And we said, most kids find out earlier. But yes, you can say, one day you'll find out who Santa is. And then they do, and the trust remains. It's not about the lie. It's about the energy of the lie that does not alleviate anybody's pain. I haven't seen it happen yet. Once you tell the truth, you can go on. You don't have to remember anything. You don't have to carry anything. You are free to be. You guys, what a way to end our conversation. It's already over. I love you guys so very much. I will see you on Monday morning. Have a great last weekend of January, actually. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the I Dig Your Soul podcast. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.